All right, this is a weird birthday scam. We're going to call this guy who they recently submitted like some of their dog poop sample to the vet, you know, for testing. You know how you do, you have to do that? And you have to get like a kit to do this to properly and store it all and seal it all right, make sure it doesn't get contaminated. So we're going to call from the vet's office saying it wasn't done correctly, and we're going to criticize this guy's pet raising skills.
Yeah, his wife thought of this because they sent one in recently. It was fine, but he doesn't know.
Hello?
Tyler, this is Bob. I'm calling from Dr. office.
Oh, hi.
We did get the fecal sample back in the mail.
Oh, good, good.
But there was a problem with it. The kit had gotten contaminated. So the
really?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to use that sample.
Okay.
You were supposed to put on the gloves and collect it and then seal it tightly in the vial.
Right.
It looks like the vial wasn't fully tightened, and so the sample's unusable.
That vial was sealed tightly. I can guarantee it.
Did you put on the rubber gloves?
Well, I mean, I didn't do the gloves. I thought that was optional. I was, you know, you didn't need to touch the crap to pick it up with the vial, so.
No, you really need to wear the gloves. I mean, that's for a reason. It's like a medical procedure like you would do in the hospital, but it's for your dog.
Fine. I mean, I did everything right, but, you know, what happens now?
We're going to have you come down and get another kit, and there's going to be obviously a charge. It's going to be $179.
Excuse me? $179 to pick up another kit?
Well, it's not just the kit itself. It's the lab work. We had to do the lab work, and that's how we discovered that it was contaminated.
But if the vial wasn't tightened properly, why didn't you stop at that point to tell me that you needed a new sample? Well, why did you go through the whole process? Didn't you know that you had a problem with the sample?
Either way, you would have had to pay, so...
No. So why did you test the crap if you knew that it was a bad sample? Well, why do you have to test the sample first?
It's the same price either way. You were going to pay the $179. Look, you could have just done it right in the first place.
I'm not going to pay for a test that you did. I'm not going to pay for a test that you didn't have to do, okay? I mean, I understand, you know, I did everything right, I'm pretty sure.
Don't you care about your dog?
Yes, I do care about my dog, but I'm not going to make you rich while I do it.
What the hell kind of pet owner wouldn't do the test then?
If I was you and I had bad crap, I wouldn't test it. I would just call the owner and say, start over. You do this expensive test and go, oops, I guess it was contaminated. That's ridiculous. I'm not going to pay for it.
You're talking a lot of crap is the only crap I'm hearing.
Give me a break. You should have known not to do the test.
You're
starting
to piss me off. I take care of everyone's dogs here, and half the people don't do the test right.
You
don't deserve to have a dog.
People aren't doing the test right. Whose fault is that? Big number of people.
You shouldn't even have a dog.
What? Are you kidding me?
You're not good enough.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
You don't care. You're too self-absorbed.
No, you
didn't put the gloves on.
Listen, jerk face. I'm not paying for the test that you shouldn't have done. You should have called me.
Maybe you should go to a different vet.
You guys are ridiculous, and I'm going to give you the worst Yelp review you've ever seen. You guys are total assholes.
I'm going to bring the crap over and stuff it down your throat.
Come over to my house right now. Do you want my address? Because I'll give it to you.
I have
it. We'll see who gets crap stuffed down their throat.
Tyler.
What?
Your wife let us know that you're having a birthday. This is not the vet office. This is Dean and Raj with the birthday scam.
What?
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap.
Are you kidding me?
No, your wife. She thought she knew that you'd just done this test, and I'm sure it's okay. We don't know, but I mean...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It got a little weird there, but...
Yeah, and she raised my blood pressure about 10 points, but...
Better get a test.
Wear the gloves.